Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins.
And Claire Randall.
And today, I'm not going to be doing the talking.
Are you not?
On my own boo, no.
It makes a novel decision.
And I was going to do music to it and
you're
all this fancy
business. You're not going to talk to me
then? Business. I'm going to talk to you, but oh, you're going to You're going to basically talk to yourself because I'm in. Will be putting myself in an area of genre and life that I don't know too much about, but I've been on the receiving end of. But you can help me. Yeah. Audio mode day 7 or 8, I think. Come on. But it doesn't matter. We'll find out. I know we do. But that's okay. Claire is a life coach, in short, that amongst many, many other things. But this is what we're talking about today. We're talking about life coaching. And I've looked into it and about doing it and things like that. And I'm not for the moment because I think Claire is one of the only people I know, having looked around this whole coaching thing. And as I said, I've been on the right side of coaching before in terms of the receiving end of it, and it was brilliant and really helpful. But I rarely see examples of what I experienced other than in the person that I had the coaching from that basically helped me out of some really bad situations and just emotionally and stuff. And then what Claire does... So Claire, I don't know really what questions to ask you, but what do you think about what's happening with coaching at the moment? As a start point.
Okay. I mean, I want to do a lot of this because I'm kind of on my own journey with coaching. And for anyone who doesn't know, I did my coaching diploma about 3 years ago. All the modules.
Yeah.
And I've kind of come full circle in terms of wanting to help people to gain confidence in their lives, to in a full circle, and I'm back to now wanting to empower people to be whatever they want.
But that,
and
go on.
Yeah, go on.
That comes with see, because what I keep seeing is all this: you can do this, and you can do that.
Yeah,
and
I was just going to come to that, but yeah. One of the problems is sorry, did I interrupt?
No, it's good. No,
one of the problems
you're
is
you're the that, one giving us your wisdom. It's not. It's about me to prompt.
One of the problems with the coaching industry is that apart from the fact that there are lots of facets to coaching, so I'm not talking about the corporate coaches, you know, the people that go into companies and they run varying support services for employees, and there's lots of that kind of thing.
Massive emphasis on all that
at the moment. But what I am talking about is that there's a massive divide within the coaching industry. Uh-huh. And there are two kinds of coaches. And there are what they call, people call them personality coaches or ego coaches,
yeah,
depending on who you listen to. And then there are kind of empathy coaches, so personal coaches, if you will.
Yeah.
And there's a massive, massive difference. And one of the problems with a lot of the coaches, a lot of the ego coaches, is and by ego coaches, I'm talking about people like Anthony Robbins.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of Anthony Robbins? Very, very good speaker. Very good speaker. But he's all about him.
Yeah.
He's all about the personality. He's not about you. And he is, but if you listen to him very, very specifically, he's very much about who he is and what he can achieve for you rather than what you can achieve for yourself. And there are lots of them out there, and I'm not going to name any of them because there are a lot of them out there for whom I have no respect whatsoever. Anthony Robbins is a great speaker, and he's happy being the kind of coach he is, and that's fine, you know. And if that's what you want to pay £10,000 an hour for, then power to you, your bank account, bank balance, basically.
Then these sort of people always but you could own the book.
Yeah, it's there is a lot of that, and there's a lot of
20 quid or some extra lessons online for 500 quid, and you know, and so they give themselves this they give themselves some reputation that they might have been coached to the stars.
This is the problem is with these people is that it's, if you listen to them, it's all about, it's a blame game.
Yeah,
and I remember somebody once said, I won't be specific. I can remember who it was that said it to me, but it was somebody from the audiobook community. Said one of the problems that they had with the whole idea of coaching is that it's all about judgment and blame. And if you're in a bad place, well, then you're the one that's put yourself there, and you have the power to fix it, and you can be anything that you want. I'd make a good one of those kind of speaker types.
Yeah, I saw a lot of this with preachers in church.
It's very much churches. Like preaching. And it's Joyce very, Meyer very much like preaching. Yeah,
more coachy, Christian coaching yeah. almost. It's a Christian context, but all of them did it.
But there is a lot of those, not just within the ego sector, but within the empathy sector as well. It's all very much, you have chosen to wake up this morning and you choose to be here and you can choose what to do with your life. That's great, you know. I wish that everybody felt that they could choose to do that. You can, but it's never that simple. Nobody sits there and says, you have the ability to do whatever you want. It's rubbish. It's not true.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that by saying that we, you know, we have the ability to do whatever we want means that that you don't have, you know, sometimes you're not going to. But they don't tell you. And sometimes people go, it doesn't matter if you try 10,000 times. I've seen these people. You should try until you die. At least you didn't give up. I mean, come on.
It's time of exhaustion.
It's
a mental breakdown.
And yeah, there has to be a middle ground. But then equally, there has to be the middle ground between that and between saying, of course you're not to blame. It's all about whatever happened in the past, those people that gave you the thoughts that put you in that place that you're at, and those are the people that made you think the way you think.
Hang on, I've got some vile mobile noise.
Oh, no.
It's gone. It's okay. Go on. Sorry, guys.
Those are the people that made you feel the way you feel, and those are the people that put the thoughts in your head. All the limiting beliefs, they come from other people. They're not wrong.
Mm.
They're not. You've got mobile interference.
Go on, it's okay.
Do you want to redo that?
No. You're doing really well. Limiting beliefs.
Limiting beliefs. There's a lot of power in that, and there is a lot of talking in how what we believe makes us the person that we are, and that's what holds us back. And there's a lot of power in that. But the middle ground sits between you can take the beliefs that somebody has given you,
yeah,
and you can permit yourself to look past them. And then you can decide what it is you want to do and find out how you want to get there. But there's going to be work involved, and sometimes you're not going to succeed.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you need to look beyond the goals, and is your goal achievable? I had a coach, there's a fairly well-known coach, and again, I'm not going to name them, who I follow on Facebook. And he has his thought of the day every day, and he posts stuff like, it doesn't matter that your goals aren't realistic, who cares, you know, as long as they're your goals, that's fine. If I realistically, and I replied to him, and I said, okay, well, I want to be a millionaire by Christmas, and I'd like a nice new house to pay off my mortgage on this house. I'd like a nice new house for another 4-bedroom, you know, detached house with a massive garden by Christmas. Bring it on. Realistic? No, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Mm.
Of course it does. You know, there is no such thing as you can achieve anything. You can achieve probably more than you think you can. You can empower yourself to look past what other people think of you, and you can empower yourself to be what you want. I talk about this elsewhere, where I talk about how people, sorry.
That's okay.
How people, you got cramp.
Yeah.
Where I talk about what people, where I've talked about what people do. For example, when I was growing up, it was very much, well, you can't see, and therefore you should accept that. Not only should you accept that you can't see, which is, you know, you do need to accept that,
yeah,
but you should embrace all of the things that life tells you you can't do. You know, well, of course you'll never have children, or you'll never be able to hold down a job, or you'll never be able to do, and of course you can do that. And there's nothing that says you can't challenge that kind of assertion. You have to do it in such a way that also holds, that also doesn't leave you open to being battered by your own issues.
Yeah,
because if you tell yourself, of course I can do it, I'm going to wake up and I feel $1 million, great. I want to achieve, I want to conquer the world, fantastic.
It sounds like sugar for the soul to
me. It's very much.
It just
much
runs out quite quickly.
It does.
What would, Claire, you say, because obviously you're going to do a few of these, and hopefully I'll get to record a few more with you. But what would you say then, to just as a parting, as a final shot to, and as a parting offer or gift or whatever, or whatever you want to call
it. Well, if you want to buy my book.
Well, this is it. What would you say? I mean, this is like essentially, you know, a bit of an opening, and you're happy to sort of come and say these things on audio.
Yeah.
But to the person that wanted to go with you and say, right, I want to go on this journey, you know, I know that your time is going to cost me something or whatever. But what would you do if someone like and say to the single parent or to the person like I've been in the past recently, where you know worry has been so plaguing me. What is the hope you would offer, and what is the person's reality they can expect, and what would you help them through? If you could sum that up in about a minute, what would you say?
I think if you...
I know you can.
Do you?
Yeah.
If it was the other way around, you'd have no hope. I think if you look at what it is you want, if you're feeling in a hopeless place, you have to first look at what's brought you there, and then you need to look at where it is you want to go, and then you look at how can you find a way through to get there, because nothing is hopeless, really, you know, bar serious... you know, serious illness and stuff like that. Nothing is absolutely hopeless. Nothing that we do in life is completely beyond help. But and I would say that there are a couple of pointers. The first thing is that nothing comes without input. So you can't sit there and go, this is hopeless, I just want something to happen. It's not going to if you don't put in the work. But equally, there's no such thing as everything is possible. Many things are possible. I'm not saying that things are going to be impossible, but sometimes you're going to have to reevaluate. So what you need to do is it's all small steps.
Okay.
You know, there's no point waking up today and going, right, I'm going to be a millionaire by Christmas, because it's not a realistic, unless you're in a position where you're earning, you know, etc. It's not a realistic goal. And the more unrealistic your goals are, the further you fall when you don't achieve them.
Mm.
So the better thing to do is to look at small steps to your goal. You know, I'm a single parent, for example, with no money. So what's my next step? Well, my next step is I need to look for a job.
Mm.
And I need to look for a job that ties in with school hours and school holidays and that kind of thing. I'm speaking on generally, not about myself. And from that perspective, and if, for example, there is no term time work available and you don't have a partner, an ex-husband, for example, or ex-wife, an ex who takes the children at all, if you're a full-time parent, then, for example, working evenings isn't possible. So it may not be an achievable goal in the short term. But you can still look, and you can look to then get involved in stuff that at least keeps you motivated until such time as you can look for work, or what, until such time as you get work. And there's never a straightforward answer to everything, because everybody has different circumstances. So for me to stand up here in front of, say, for example, a seminar full of single parents and go, well, all of you standing before me, you all want jobs, and you can all, sorry, you all want jobs, and you can all do it this time in 6 months. Let's all come back here for your pre-works celebration. And it's because not everybody's circumstances are going to be the same, so you have to work individually.
So that's what you specialise in, is it?
No, I'd like to do empowerment seminars. And stuff, and I think there's a lot of that. I like to call it empowerment rather than confidence building, because it goes hand in hand.
So what then, as a final parting shot in the next 30 seconds, what if someone wants to know more about how you can help them? What do you want to say?
Well, you can contact me.
How?
Either through email.
Yeah.
And I am at claire.j.randall@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Send me a Facebook message or a Twitter message.
Is that at Claire Randall?
At Claire Randall.
On Twitter?
Yeah. I am on audio. I'd say you could send me a DM, but you can't.
but yeah, contact Claire. And I think it's good that you're not drawn overly on certain answers and avenues. I think that's a very, that's a great
I think what's attribute. Most important is that as a coach, it's not about me.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the ego coach it doesn't do it for me. It's about them. Look at what I've achieved. I have achieved this much. You know, I've coached Lady Diana, don't you know, and all them, you know. And
that'd be a bit of an old claim now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but Anthony Robbins still holds that one up for himself. He told Stephen Nolan only a couple of weeks ago, he's a failure.
Yeah.
So, but it's all about them. It's not about me.
How not to.
I don't. People don't achieve their success because of me. They achieve their success because of their own abilities and their own drive. I just help them to realise what that might be.
Thank you very much for talking on my boom today, Claire, in a very different setting to ones that we've done before. And I like it because there's been an informality about it still. But this is what you do. So if you want to know more information...
No, enough of you contact me, I'll start giving away copies of my book. I do know a coach, actually, who periodically quotes, well, in my book, I do X, Y, and Z.
I think if you want straightforward, honest apple crumble, you know, the kind of... just that's Claire's, that's Claire's approach. You're going to get straightforward reality... you're not going to get hurt. You're going to get challenged, maybe, and some of
yeah. And things. I will challenge. You know, I'm not going to sit there and go, well, of course you feel that you're a failure. You know,
let's let it go.
No.
All right then. Okay. That's lovely. Thanks very much for talking to me. And there will be more.
Yeah.
Bye bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.